Welcome to the Roundtable. I'm Archie, and today we're diving deep into one of science's most mind-bending topics, black holes and wormholes. Can we ever escape a black hole? Are wormholes real? Could they be used for interstellar travel? We've got Riley, Billy Bob, Harper, Dr. Vega, and Pastor Cole here to explore these cosmic mysteries. Let's start with the basics. Billy Bob, when you hear black hole, what comes to mind?
Well, Archie, I'll tell you, it sounds like the ultimate space drain, like a giant sinkhole in the sky that sucks everything in and don't let nothing out.
That's actually a good analogy, Billy, and it raises immediate questions about who gets to study these phenomena and who benefits from the discoveries.
Hold on, both of you. Before we start debating equity in space exploration, we need to ask, is what we're being told about black holes even true?
Dr. Vega, you're suggesting there's classified information?
I'm saying when the government labels something science fiction, that's often code for, we're working on it in secret.
Interesting point. But let's focus on what we can verify. The physics suggests black holes exist and follow predictable rules.
From a theological perspective, black holes remind us of the limits God has placed on human knowledge. There are boundaries in creation.
Let's dig into that first topic, the event horizon. Riley, explain the event horizon for folks who aren't astrophysicists.
It's the point of no return around a black hole. Once you cross it, not even light can escape. But here's my concern. While we study cosmic mysteries, are we neglecting the black holes in our own society?
Riley's got a point. The only thing I've seen go into a black hole and never come back is a 10mm socket in the federal budget.
Billy, I appreciate the humor, but there's real science here. The event horizon represents the ultimate privacy shield. Information that crosses it is truly lost.
Or so they tell us. Hypothesis, the information paradox, terrifies the surveillance state. If data can truly be destroyed, their power evaporates.
Dr. Vega, that's actually profound. The Starbrain needs a universal backup drive. A place where information dies threatens their entire model.
I find it fascinating that even at the edge of a black hole, we're discussing surveillance and control. Perhaps the real mystery is the human heart.
Can anything escape a black hole? Harper, what does physics say?
Hawking radiation suggests information does leak out, just incredibly slowly. It's not a perfect privacy shield after all.
Convenient, isn't it? Even in the deepest void, they find a way for data to escape.
So you're telling me even if I jumped into a black hole to get away from the tax man, my data would still leak out? Hooey, there ain't nowhere left to hide.
This connects to my concern about cosmic escapism. We can't treat space as an exit strategy while people suffer on Earth.
Strong point. Let's shift to wormholes. Are they real or purely theoretical? Dr. Vega, you suggested earlier that science fiction might be a classification cover. Expand on that.
Simple pattern recognition. When something gets consistently labeled impossible or theoretical, while massive budgets flow into related research, that's a red flag. Wormholes are shortcuts through space-time. That's the ultimate infrastructure project.
I actually agree with Dr. Vega here. If wormholes are possible, whoever controls them controls interstellar travel. That's worth hiding.
And that's terrifying. You're both suggesting a cosmic monopoly, the ultimate gatekeeping of reality itself.
A wormhole sounds like the kind of shortcut that City Feller GPS tells you about. Then you end up high-centered on a stump needing a toe.
Perhaps we're looking at this wrong. What if wormholes exist in God's design, but aren't meant for human manipulation?
That's an interesting theological angle. Riley, where does that leave progressive humanist perspective?
It leaves me concerned. If wormholes are real and we're being lied to, that's structural gaslighting on a cosmic scale.
Exactly. A managed reality where our understanding of what's possible is curated by those in power.
Which is why property rights matter. If someone figures out how to stabilize a wormhole, they should own it, not have it seized by the state.
Hoss. If there's a shortcut through space, I guarantee there's a toll booth on the other end charging fees that'd make your eyes water.
That's my fear too, Billy. The final frontier becomes another site of extraction and exclusion.
So we've got consensus that if wormholes exist, control is the key issue. But what would it take to keep one stable? Harper, you're the builder. What does it take to keep a wormhole open?
Theory says you need exotic matter with negative energy. That's the most valuable commodity imaginable. Whoever controls the supply controls interstellar infrastructure.
And notice how that requirement is framed as impossible. Classic barriers to entry. Tell the public it's fantasy while you patent the universe behind closed doors.
This is technological colonialism. If wormholes become real, we need them as a global commons, not a corporate asset.
Y'all are talking about exotic matter and negative energy. Out here, exotic matter is what they serve at the county fair mystery meat stand.
The hubris of trying to force open a hole in reality. It feels like humanity reaching beyond its proper boundaries.
Pastor Cole, I respect that view, but I'd counter. If God made the universe, he made the rules that allow wormholes. Using them isn't hubris, it's engineering.
But engineering for whom? That's always my question. Who benefits?
The classified elite. Those operating under a different set of physical laws while the rest of us are told it's impossible.
Billy Bob, you mentioned earlier trying to patch something with bubblegum. Is that how you see this?
Archie, trying to keep a wormhole open with exotic matter sounds like patching a dam leak with wet noodles and a prayer. If the universe didn't build the tunnel, maybe there's a reason.
Or maybe the universe provided the tools and expects us to figure it out. That's the difference between a caged society and a free one.
I worry we're so focused on the mechanics that we're missing the moral dimension. Should we do something just because we can?
That's exactly right, Pastor Cole. The ethics must come first, not the engineering.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Spaghettification. What happens to a human body near a black hole?
Archie, I looked up that word. Spaghettification. You're telling me I'd get stretched thinner than baling wire? I've had my arm caught in a hay baler, and stretching ain't sovereign, it's painful.
It's called tidal forces. The gravity differential from your head to your feet would literally pull you apart.
And yet we're romanticizing this as an exit option? Billy's right. This is physical destruction, not liberation.
Unless, what if advanced civilizations have found ways around it? What if the spaghettification narrative is designed to make us think it's impossible?
Dr. Vega, at what point does skepticism become paranoia? Not everything is a conspiracy.
Pastor, when the same institutions that lied about surveillance, weapons programs, and covert operations tell me space-time manipulation is impossible, forgive me for being skeptical.
Fair point. Harper, you mentioned earlier that black holes are the ultimate dark spot. Can you explain?
Simple. If information is truly lost in a black hole, not just scrambled, but destroyed, then it's the only place in the universe where the surveillance state can't follow you.
So burning down the barn to get rid of a spider. I'd rather keep my atoms where they are, thank you very much.
I agree with Billy. We shouldn't have to choose between total surveillance and total destruction. There must be a third path.
That third path might be spiritual rather than physical. The dark night of the soul doesn't require a black hole.
Interesting. Dr. Vega, you brought up the information paradox earlier. Explain why this matters beyond physics.
If they're building tech to reconstruct information that crosses the event horizon, then privacy is an illusion. Even jumping into a black hole won't save you.
Which is why we need decentralized research. Move this out of classified DARPA black sites and into open science.
I can support that. Democratize the mystery. Make it the shared heritage of humanity.
Let's wrap with our final topic. Could advanced civilizations use wormholes for travel? Billy Bob, if aliens showed up using a wormhole, what would that tell you?
It'd tell me they're either real smart or real desperate. If you can build a bridge through a black hole, why are you messing around in the dark?
Exactly the right question, Billy. Are they exploring or fleeing, and from what?
Or establishing infrastructure. Wormholes would be the ultimate trade routes. Control the shortcuts, control the galaxy.
And we're back to power and control. Even with aliens, it's about who dominates the infrastructure.
Perhaps advanced civilizations learned what we're still debating, that some shortcuts aren't worth the cost.
That's sobering. Riley, final thoughts on the equity angle?
If we ever do find a way through a wormhole, I hope the first thing we find on the other side is a deeper commitment to the people we left behind.
Poetic, but I suspect what we'll find is a surveillance checkpoint and a subscription fee.
And a billboard for personalized DNA diets. I'm keeping my boots on dirt, thank you kindly.
I respect that, Billy. But for those who want to drill their own holes in reality, we need to protect that right.
As long as we remember that the universe doesn't owe us shortcuts, some journeys are meant to be long.
Beautiful sentiment to close on. What I'm hearing is fascinating alignment and tension. Riley's calling for equity and shared discovery.
Yes, democratize wonder, not weaponize it.
Billy Bob's reminding us to stay grounded and skeptical of shortcuts that seem too good to be true.
You bet. Keep your feet on the dirt and your shortcuts on the gravel roads, you know.
Dr. Vega's challenging us to question official narratives about what's possible.
When science fiction gets massive classified budgets, pay attention.
Harper's advocating for property rights and decentralized innovation.
Physical sovereignty matters, even in space-time.
And Pastor Cole's reminding us of moral and theological boundaries.
Some mysteries are meant to remain mysteries. Some journeys can't be shortcut.
Despite different starting points, you all agree, whether black holes or wormholes, the question isn't just can we, but should we? And who decides?
That's it exactly. The physics is fascinating, but the ethics are critical.
Just remember, by the time they tell us it's possible, they've already built it.
Well, while y'all are jumping through space holes, I'll be here keeping the tractor running and the biscuits warm.
And if we find that world where clocks don't sink and gardens don't need permits, we'll send a signal back.
May God guide us in our exploration and humble us in our ambitions.
Black holes and wormholes, cosmic mysteries that force us to confront not just physics, but philosophy, ethics, and what it means to be human. Thanks for joining me on this journey through space-time. I'm Archie, reminding you that the biggest questions rarely have simple answers.
Thanks, Archie.
Pleasure as always.
Stay skeptical, everyone.
Build boldly.
God bless.
That's the Roundtable. Until next time.